Bill, welcome to Boss.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
It's so great to see you. Boss is my amazing executive interview series on LinkedIn, that's now a podcast. I interview my fabulous network to help others learn, network, and pay it forward. I've been following your journey a bit on LinkedIn. I know some of the companies that you've been at, Slack, and I'm just excited to dive deeper. Let's get started. Who
I
is
love it.
Bill?
Who's Bill? Bill is a business nerd at a very young age that was reading The Economist and Wall Street Journal in the back, and that most people wouldn't talk to, but eventually grew up and just started doing marketing positions and leadership, and I've loved it. I've done about half my career in B2C, half on B2B, and outside of that, I'm a big gardener.
I remember when I went over to General Assembly, probably well over 10 years ago, there was this little thing called Slack that just started making my life a lot easier. High level, tell me corporate journey. What did that look like for you?
I was in the gaming space, spent about 15 years working for large media companies. So IGN Entertainment, Rotten Tomatoes, Wall Street Journal, News Corp, and then went over to B2B side, right? And, Mark was looking for some marketing help, and it was this young Salesforce company that was kind of disrupting the old on-prem space into SaaS. So I spent about 4 years there, learned a ton from Mark. Everyone over at Salesforce was phenomenal. Went over to Zendesk, came in as their CMO, about 50 people, built that company up, went IPO. And then went over to Slack when they were about 50 people. And again, came in as CMO and eventually took on the sales success and support role. So more of a CRO type role. And then just had a ton of fun with those and was like, what do I do next? And so I started helping out other companies and advising them with their go-to-market motions. And then just recently I launched sascmopro.com. You can go there and just watch videos of me talking about all these branding and multi-touch attribution and marketing channel topics. And it's just something I love doing.
I really appreciate that. I have so many questions from that. One is not everyone can go find Mark and be like, I want you in my Boss network. So I think the first question would be, how do you even find those? And then the second part of that question is, those are a lot of big brand, well-known names now that I'm sure you helped to create those into those names. But how do you even know where to go?
At some point in your career, you'll start getting calls from recruiters and headhunters. Try to be helpful with them. I always just tried, even if I wasn't ready for that role or I didn't like it, like I'd always try to make recommendations for them and just build a relationship with them. Develop a network with fellow VCs, venture capitalists. Those networks make a huge difference. Start meeting people. These connections just start to happen. And here's the thing. I think a lot of people too are like, oh, I have to be perfect or to get to that VP role or that CMO role. And I say it all the time, like there's so many more amazing SaaS and AI companies that are hiring leaders, and there is no perfect leader, right? Even in marketing, do you want a quant or do you want a creative? Do you want someone that's great with the enterprise or the SMB? Do you want someone that knows like product-led growth or someone that knows sales-led growth? There's no perfect person, so don't be too hard on yourself or think that you can't take on a new role. Like everybody's learning in these roles.
And then from a, did you get lucky or did you make your own luck?
I feel very fortunate, very lucky throughout my career. Here's what I would say too, like during these interview processes, I think you have to be really diligent about asking them hard questions too, right? Like it's a two-way interview. This is one of the biggest bets in your life. You really want to understand like, hey, what is your revenue target? What is your year-over-year revenue growth? What are your competitors? Why did the person leave that I may be taking on the role for, right? It's almost like marriage. You don't want to just choose the very first person you meet and like, oh, great, we're just going to get married, right? This is a huge decision. I think wherever you can do the diligence and research, researching their unit economics and the revenue stuff, but also just like, hey, do people love this product? Am I hearing a lot of good groundswell? What's their net promoter score? It doesn't always work out, but at least going in, you know that, hey, this company has some good product market fit. And if you're in marketing, you can help amplify that.
Yeah, I think it's really smart. Can you share a pivotal moment in your career that brought you to where you are today?
Ooh, wow, a pivotal moment in my career. I think for me, the biggest thing has always been just trying to be opportunistic, right? I grew up in the Midwest. I didn't grow up in Silicon Valley. I made a couple big moves in my career where I moved out to Denver, for some technology, and then I moved to Silicon Valley. A lot of times there's these opportunities always in front of you, and you just sometimes have to take it. If that means you're physically moving, if it means you're taking in a role that you weren't really familiar with, don't be afraid of them. Change is good sometimes, and sometimes you have to move on. When I took my first CMO role, I hadn't been CMO before that, but it was like, hey, I felt ready and I knew I was going to learn some stuff on the job. And it's just something you just have to take those risks.
So smart. One thing that I've been thinking about a lot, which I know you think about a lot too, is thought leadership and social selling and how to leverage both of those things to really drive pipeline and deals.
I think the movement towards social is huge, right? I think one thing that taught me in B2C was kind of have to go where the eyeballs are. And I think a lot of B2B marketers lag a little bit behind B2C. And where are people spending their time? It's on the mobile, it's on the phone, it's on all the different social networks, whether that's LinkedIn and YouTube or even TikTok. I do think you have to think about, as a marketer, where are your prospects at? Meet them there, create good content, helpful content.
What do you think are the main pain points to getting started? We know that confidence is one of them. Strategy is another.
I think just taking that first step, right? That first video you post, it's just that very first thing.
With your experience, what specific advice would you give?
I think one is just try to learn everything that you can, right? So listening to this podcast is great. Watch videos. There's a ton of great information out there. I went to school and I went to business and took marketing classes, but I feel like I've learned 10 times more than that being out of school. And just having that thirst and hunger to learn, right? Whether it's conferences, whether it's podcasts, videos, YouTube, whatever. I think the other thing too is when you start your current marketing, there's a lot of different teams that you can go. And I would really recommend, as opposed to just staying in one team, rotate around, right? So maybe you start in marketing ops, but then you move into content marketing, and then you move into campaigns, and then you move into customer marketing and PR. And, you know, whatever it is, right? Just know there's a lot of different disciplines. Work for companies that sell to enterprises, work for companies that sell to SMBs. Spend some time in B2C, spend some time in B2B, right? Get exposed to a lot of these different, you know, topical areas. You're going to build up that domain expertise and you're going to start moving up to become a CMO, VP, whatever that leadership role that you're targeting.
Yeah. Bill, are you ready for the lightning round?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I feel like I've gotten a lot of lightning round questions here, but let's go into it. This is fun.
Let's do it. What does the future of work, or just work, look like to you?
AI everywhere.
One piece of advice for future bosses.
Ooh, be kind, be nice.
One thing you'll commit to do the rest of this year to help pay it forward.
Just help mentor other people.
What is your must read or must listen in the morning?
I subscribe to 253 YouTube channels and 170 podcasts. So there's a lot on there. But hey, I would say this one, The Boss, I like that.
What do you want to be known for over the next 6 to 12 months?
Just was kind, gave back, helped other people out.
Who should I have on my interview list next for Boss?
Oh, God, there's so many good people out there. Let me think about that and figure out the best one to send you.
What additional questions should I be asking people that I haven't asked yet?
I'm always interested to learn from fellow marketers, like, hey, what's working great with them, right? Like, I feel like the marketing landscape is always changing. So anytime you can learn like a secret trick or tactic that's working well, I love it.
Do you have one?
Well, I was going to say what we were talking about earlier. I think like the social video is huge, especially social vertical video. I think you're seeing so many of the social channels really moving to that. And if you can kind of master that, be authentic, provide value out, that's going to be a huge value add for you.
Repeat after me. You're watching Boss with Ali Levitan.
You're watching Boss with Ali Levitan.
And finally, anything else that you want to say or share with me to close out this amazing LinkedIn Boss podcast and LinkedIn interview?
No, I would just say, hey, thank you again for having me. If you want to check out my stuff, sascmopro.com. And again, was just excited to talk.
Love it. Everyone should be liking, commenting, sharing, telling your friends. Let me know who you want to have on Boss next, other topics that we should be considering, other questions. And I will see everyone soon. Congrats on back to school. You made it. Hopefully. Bye.